faster at typing than a bullet, more powerful at debugging code than a locomotive, able to leak tall servers at a single bound. Yes, it's Super Geek, starring Craig Stepp as the Man of Code, and Chuck Chet as the tenacious reporter, Jimmy Eldap. Make sure you catch the next exciting episode by tuning in to Technorama, a Friends in Tech production.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to Technorama. This is show number 95 for March 27th. I'm the birthday boy, Chuck Tomasi. This is the birthday show, by the way. And the man with the candles, Craig Stepp. Light him up.
Oh, gosh, man. Burn my finger. Made me hold it too long.
I hate it when that happens. Ow, 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 ow. Hey, that cracked me up in the intro when he says, types faster than a speeding bullet. Types faster than a bullet. And I went, bullets can't type.
I got the bullets beat.
Yeah, you can jump higher than a house too, because houses can't jump. This is show number 95, as I mentioned earlier, and I like to repeat myself frequently. We've got a whole bunch of nonsense coming up because there's not really much of an outline. It's actually, this isn't my birthday. This goes out on March 27th, which is my after birthday.
Hey, we're just. You don't have to give them all that. Just say that. Man.
We're going to try on this day in history live, which hasn't been done in a long time. So pardon any terrible mix-ups. I'm going to mute Craig's mic while on this day. On this day in tech history for March 27th, 2006. This is March 27th. It's the 86th day of the year in the DeLorean calendar. There are 279 days left in 2006. It was on this day in 1513, not 1512, as often cited, explorer Juan Ponce de Leon sights North America, specifically Florida, for the first time, mistaking it for another island. Must have been the palm trees. And on this date in 1794, the government of the United States establishes a permanent United States Navy and authorizes the building of 6 frigates. You'll have to trust me on this one. In 1923, FART construction is completed. Yes, that's true. F-A-R-T. It's an acronym. Go look it up on Wikipedia. Cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin passes away on this date at the age of 34 on this day in 1968. The following year in 1969, Mariner 7 is launched. In 1976, the first 4.6 miles of the Washington, D.C. subway system is opened. Happy birthday goes out on this date to Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen, the German physicist. And the German chemist and Nobel Prize winner Otto Wallach was born on this date in 1847. Sir Henry Royce, the English automobile pioneer and namesake of Rolls-Royce, was born on this date in 1863. Aeronautical engineer L.C. McGill was born on this date in 1905. And finally, in 1947, Brian Jones, the British balloonist. Yes, he's the guy we mentioned in the last one who went around the world in the nonstop balloon flight. That's the one. He was born on this date in 1947. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for March 27th, 2006. Hey, not too bad.
Bad for a white boy.
That was... I used to screw those up two or three times when I'm sober. I had to do this more often.
Yeah, drink and then do the on this day in tech history.
Of course, Craig was thinking about the one that I tried doing about eight times while I was at the expo. Oh, stupid whales.
I can see it now. Yeah. God.
I was we're so
sitting
frustrated.
There, and we're sitting there with the mics and everything, and I got these earbuds in, and all I can remember, and I think it rang in my ears for several days, was, damn whales!
It wasn't damn that I said.
or whatever. Anyway, I was like, because it was so loud.
I was frustrated, because I could not get that right. I haven't done a live one since. I mean, an unedited one. They've all been edited, but that's more than you needed to know.
Yeah.
We have a slightly different roster call in the chat room tonight. We've got East Bay Ant, Jeep and Dave, Mad Marv, Mark Shepard, Missing Intellect, Sam Jack, which is, I think that's George Starcher with the fedora and dark glasses and trench coat.
He has this nice line of a suntan lotion.
Stingray 42, Tim Elliott, Victor, Wrong Sector. I wonder if he's related to Random Error. Wasn't he the other one that was in the chat room a few nights ago?
Blue Screen.
BSOD. Wrong Sector. Better run FSCK on this guy. I'm not sure he checks out. And, of course, who's at the end every time?
Zahadu.
What was that?
Zahadu.
In English, please.
Zadam.
As I mentioned, this is the birthday show. We've got birthday wishes from, well, we got one audio clip here.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Don't sound surprised.
Well, hello there, Chucky boy. It's the old Vobster here. I just popped in to say, happy birthday, old chappy. It's been lovely knowing you these past 72 years. And it's been great fun bantering around in the podosphere. So I thought me and the team, that's me, Jimmy, Georgie, and Arnold, our doorman at the front of Vobes Towers. All right, Arnie?
Yeah.
And, of course, the ever-popular Eric down in the basement.
That's right, Chucky. Happy birthday, matey. Hope you have a good one, and that 72 is such a lovely age to be.
There you are. You see, everybody loves you, Chuck. So have a good birthday, and you even get one of these. Yes, a honk on the happy horn.
It's not 72. 75. God, how many times I got to fix that guy? I don't know.
But you don't look a day over 71.
Thanks. Hey, we're going to try something different since it's my birthday, or was, or will be, or whenever you listen to this. We're going to try some music. Only this isn't ordinary music. This is Star Trek music.
Uh-oh.
Have you heard this?
Brace yourselves. I don't know. No, I don't think I have.
I like it. Check it out.
Cheers to the finest crew in Starfleet. Engage.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard, the USS
sir. You're entitled.
Not entitled to ramble on about something everyone knows. Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise. Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Make it so. Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
He just kept talking in one long, incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic so that no one had a chance to interrupt. It was really quite hypnotic, incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic, incredibly unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic, moving from topic to topic.
You'll have to call again. I'm just leaving. I'm not dressed properly.
My love is a peep, but long in tail for that which longer nurseth the disease.
Tell me more.
You'll have to call again.
In faith, I do not love thee. With mine eyes, they be a thousand heresy. But 'tis my heart that loves what they despise. Whom in despite of you are pleased to do. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Tell me more.
Aboard. You will respond to my questions. I am Locutus aboard. You are Borg. I am Locutus aboard. You will assist us. I am Locutus aboard. You are Borg. I am Locutus aboard. Lock phases on that vessel. I am Locutus aboard. There are four lights.
This is Steve Holden from TechNewsRadio.com, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig of Technorama Podcast.
That sounded really cool in stereo.
What, that?
That song. No, the song when he goes, Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh.
Goes from right to left to right really fast. Hey, we got a little bit of news tonight. This isn't a totally washed-up show. I did like that song, though. How about you?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think it's a little long, but
we gotta do,
I liked it.
We got to do some audio clips like that and get Victor to mix them up for us.
Yeah.
Chuck and Craig from Technodama.
Yeah. And the waltz is.
You'll have to come back. I'm not dressed appropriately.
Well, listen, a couple of news items that I had in here. I thought this one was a little specific and particularly interesting because remember when the DOJ was taking Microsoft to court about IE and they said they couldn't split IE from Windows?
Right.
Well, guess what Microsoft announced this week?
They're going to Firefox?
No, hell didn't quite freeze over, but they did say they were splitting IE from Windows Explorer. I remember a Microsoft engineer up there stating in court.
Which version of Windows are we talking? This can't Vista? Happen.
XP and Vista.
Okay.
And he stated that this could not happen. This is not the way it's written.
If he lied under oath, throw him in the clink.
I was like, man. Well, and even then, I thought it was a load of crap. But anyway, I just thought that was, you know, a little ironic that, oh, we're going to make it separate. So, you know, and oh, yeah. And, you know, Microsoft and Vista is actually delayed. You hear about that?
Really? Come on. No.
Again. Yes. It'll be out in January.
Of?
2007. It's supposed to come out November, December, something like that. And so it's delayed another month or two. And, of course, following that announcement, they had a shakeup in the Windows development management team. So I think the office guy is heading up that now. So anyway, I just thought that would be kind of funny. Also, another bone to pick. You know, I'm no fan of DRM. Are you, Chuck?
No. I want to use what I buy, where I want it, when I want it, how I want it, and if I care to share it, la-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sure. Now, do you feel like it's the government's place to say everything should be open, there's no DRM, and make everybody on the same level?
Government shouldn't have anything to do with it. It should be open commerce.
Ah, my point exactly. That's what France is grappling with now. They passed a bill, or they're going to, or about to, stating that Apple will have to open up their iTunes DRM so anybody else can play stuff on an iPod or somebody can buy music off
this.
iTunes
yeah, this and play was, somewhere else. This was Apple may have to support WMA or open up their AAC format so that others can play it. And
well, see, I think that's kind of stupid. One, yeah, okay, Apple probably does have a bigger foothold in this market, but it's not like they haven't worked for it, okay? I don't think they've strongholded anybody. They made cool stuff. People were interested and bought it. It's not like they strongholded anybody shoehorn their stuff in there. And there's already a level playing field. It's called MP3. All these players play that.
Yep.
You know, so anyway, I don't see where France's government should be getting involved in that, nor should even any government from, you know, for that matter. I don't care who it was, but I just thought it was kind of crap, you know. Now, so who's going to lose? The consumers in France, because say somebody has an iPod and Apple's going to pull out. Maybe.
We should have saved that for the What the Craig segment.
Yeah.
Well, we did.
This is What the Craig segment. Anyway, so.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. There. Cheap imitation.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Maybe we can fix it and edit and put it in the right order.
Yeah.
Nah!
Check this out!
A floppy disk, or cassette tape, is made up of ferric oxide. When a other magnet comes in proximity, it goes...
I think that's what I said, Chuck.
Thanks, Mr. Wizard!
The Google Web Accelerator!
The Google Web Accelerator.
Nope, no reverb on that one, buddy.
Oh, man.
Implying I had been surfing for 6 hours. Back, ye demon Google Web Decelerator, from my system and everything web connected.
Technorama presents Real Geeks of Genius.
Real Geeks of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Memorabilia Collector Guy.
Mr. Memorabilia Collector Guy.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Digging through mountains of stuff to find that little gem.
Whoa, look what I found.
You can work eBay like a stripper when the boys are on shore leave.
Shake your money maker.
And you bet your parents upstairs are proud.
Mom, I'll take the trash out in 15 minutes.
So here's to you, Mr. Memorabilia Collector Guy, for all you do.
Mr. Memorabilia Collector Guy.
Brought to you by Technorama, who reminds you to geek responsibly at www.chuckchat.com.
Craig, you've got us a little bit of a sound scene tour?
Yeah, a little bit.
Would you like actually, to lead that clip kinda, in?
What's that?
Would you like to lead
well,
in the clip?
There's not much to it, and it'll kind of explain itself, so I'm not going to say much about it. I'll just let you kind of play it, and you'll see.
So all righty.
All right.
Hey, Mr. Tomasi. I understand it's your birthday. Happy birthday, man. So I'm really curious. Do you feel more like 20, 25? Or do you feel like more like 60, 65? I'd be curious to know. Happy birthday, you old coot. See ya.
Hello, Chuck. This is Mar from Hawaii. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Oh, and I heard in the chat room that you're now eligible for Social Security and Medicare. Way to hang in there, dude.
Hey, Chuck. This is Mark Shepherd, and I'm here to wish you a very happy birthday from all the chat room people at Technorama.
Hey Chuck, this is Tim Elliott from the chat room. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
From all the crew here at the Dragon Page winging it, happy birthday, Chuck. We're going to have one for you.
Hey Chuck, this is Steve Ricky Burke, aka Missing Intellect. I just want to send some very special birthday wishes to the host of my favorite show. You only have a birthday once a year, so happy birthday, Chuck.
Hey Chuck, this is Steve Holden at TechNewsRadio.com, and I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and let you know I enjoy your podcasts. Keep up the good work, but keep things balanced and in the right perspective. Again, have a great birthday. I'll talk to you later, dude.
Well, hey there, Chuckles. It's me. It's Jennifer, the Grill on Tech from the Grill on Tech podcast and the Journey podcast. Located at grillontech.com, little change there, or at 1000miles.org, wishing you a very, very happy birthday, y'all, man, you, from your oldest listener, so you can get on me that list, too. Happy birthday, Chuck.
Happy birthday, Chuck, from Shortman, New Zealand.
Just wanted to wish Chuck a happy birthday. This is George from In the Trenches. And remember, Chuck, in podcasting, no one can see how old you are, and a good pop filter for a mic can even stop a set of dentures flying out. Happy birthday!
Hi, Chuck. Lance here of the Digital Experience Podcast, and I just wanted to take a minute to wish you happy birthday. I don't know how old you are, and I probably don't want to, but that's okay. I just wanted to wish you happy birthday anyway.
Chuck, it's Victor from Friends in Tech. So I heard you finally reached that magic age where you can't tell the difference between stale wind and an old fart. Happy birthday, man. Take care.
Hey, Chuck, this is Christian Stout from the Home Network Help.info podcast, and I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and to let you know that you can never be too old to chat. Well, at least until your teeth fall out, and then I guess you kind of just be Chuck with no chat.
This thing on? Hey, Chuck. Leo Laporte here wishing you a very happy birthday. I'd sing you a song, but I don't want to pay AOL the $15. Many happy returns of the day, or whatever it is they say.
Hey, it's Jimmy Jet and Bob from the podcast About Nothing, and we would just like to take this opportunity to wish Chuck Tomasi a very happy birthday. So, happy birthday, Chuck. Okay, Bob, now it's your turn. Wow. Well, that was a very nice thing to say, Bob. Well done. Hey, Chuck, have a great birthday and take it easy. Bye-bye.
Chuck.
This is Lance Heath from the Digital Experience Podcast, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig from Technorama.
Work with the best. Oh my god, I'm laughing for the whole thing.
Are you okay?
Oh, that was better than going through my stack of punch cards with the autographs. Thank you, everybody. Oh, I gotta tell you, that was... Craig could hear the response as I was as we were going through those. That was awesome. That was really awesome.
Yeah, I think I listened to that thing about 20 times after I made it. I was like, man, this is awesome. This is going to be cool.
Yeah, and he titles it Old Stevenson Mill Sound Seeing Tour. Like I wouldn't suspect anything.
Oh, well.
Hey, Craig also got me something else I really want to give a special thank you to him. Besides the fine audio work he did, caught me off guard because I ordered something from Amazon last week. It was an audiobook called The World is Flat, recommended on the Manager Tool podcast. Oh my god, my head is spinning. I can't do this. And I ordered this, and it came to work, because that's where I said it was a used audiobook. So I said, send it to work, because then if I get it at work, I'll start ripping some stuff and yada, yada, yada. I get home today, and there's an Amazon package on my counter at home. I'm going, this doesn't make any sense, because I didn't order two things from Amazon. And the thing that I did order didn't come from Amazon. It came from a third party through Amazon. I was totally screwed up in the head. And Donna goes, I wonder what it could be. We'll get to that in a second. I open it up. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, I missed the webcam shot, but I'll get it on the next 30-second frame for those of you in the chat room.
Wait for 30 seconds.
It's the complete series, disc 1, 2, 3, and 4, of Joss Whedon's Firefly.
And yeah, baby.
Craig knows how much I've been wanting to watch this, and he got me the DVDs, so I've got something to watch in the next few weeks, and very much appreciated.
Then we can finally talk about the show on an even playing field.
The way he got it was a bit underhanded, because he knew that my wife and I worked for the same company, so he Googled the company, called up the main number, asked for my wife, and said, what's your home address? So he knew where to send it. And of course, you know, Donna being the good secret keeper that she is, you know, looked at the package when I got it. Wonder what it could be. You know, that opens it up, and then once I find out, and then the receipt says, this completes your gift order. No, the receipt says, happy birthday, man, from your friend Craig.
There you go. That's more like it.
Then she fessed up. That was pretty good. So, between the Firefly DVD, and I've got time off next week, so you know I'm not going to see much of the family.
Yeah, right. Just ruin your whole family's vacation.
You guys go skiing. I got a few DVDs to watch.
Hey, you know what's funny is when I called your wife, I was like, "So, hey, this is Craig." I didn't know. I was like, she was like, and then I, you know, Chuck's virtual friend. Oh, yeah.
Virtual. The one that takes him away two nights a week. Two places that's we right. Can't describe. Oh, you're awesome, man. Now, when's your birthday again, Craig?
Another year. Oh, well.
Oh, that was too much. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, and 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 you. Every one of you. Oh, I got to send thank you emails to all those people who contributed. That was awesome. Jimmy Jett and Leo and Lance and Victor and George. How many were in there? Jennifer? Christian?
I don't have a Marv, list, but...
Mark Shepard. Well, it's kind of like a roll call in the chat room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on, I'll pull it up, I'll tell you.
I've got no comeback after that. That was too much. Glad we saved it for the end.
There's a lot of them. I'm not sure exactly how many, but yeah, it was awesome. Actually, I just want to say I appreciate everybody emailing me that stuff. So
I'm thinking the beer tonight was not necessary to get me high.
Oh, well.
Let's give them the standard outro. Don't forget, show 101 is coming if you want to have some more fun. And thank you, everyone, for the birthday clips again. I can't thank you enough. That makes me feel really good. And time to share the love and send some show 101 clips email them to us, chuckchat@gmail.com, and we will drop them into show 101 coming up in a few short weeks. Not that far off.
No, it's not.
You can contact us if you don't have audio equipment or don't want to fart around with Audacity or any of that stuff. Give the listener line a call. 206-222-CHAT. 2428 is the magic number that chat spells, in case you don't have a phone with letters on it. I'm not sure I've seen one like that lately. Or you can send
us...
You
don't have a phone with letters on it. Okay.
You might have pictures.
Let's see. Figure out what that would be.
Mickey Donald.
Yeah.
We cater to the younger listener. Email me, Chuck at Chuck Chat. Yes.
Excuse Chuck. He's a little giddy right now. Let me finish this up, Chuck.
Go ahead.
Up, Chuck. You can email Chuck at Chuck@ChuckChat.com or send audio comments to ChuckChat@gmail.com. You can email me at KREG@ChuckChat.com and the other constant in the universe. You can visit ChuckChat.com for a form, swag, webcam, the stream for when we record the show, and the chat room and all that good stuff, our show notes and all that good stuff. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Find out more about Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
And if you're if you ride the short bus to school, consider subscribing and get on the longer bus.
Yeah.
Am I starting to insult the intelligence of the listener?
Yeah, that's right. Get out of here before you
can get the show delivered to you automatically for free by subscribing. That does not mean you have to pay. Subscribing is a misnomer. Get it for free. Every time we publish a show, you get it for free. And please tell a friend about Technorama. They'll wonder what you're up to.
Now, if you keep insulting them, you're not going to do it. I can see it. Wait a minute. Let me look at our stats. Ooh, they're going down as we go. Let's get out of here.
Give them a binary high five and we'll call it a day.
101.
Thanks for listening and thanks for all the happy birthday wishes.